Seems to be a great deal. Seems to be a great deal. KCAKJO, KF8S. What's going on? Not much. I thought I would, I heard you calling, so I'm trying to see if I'm making it into the Mount Clemens repeater.
You sound great to me. How do I sound?
Sounding really good, like you're right here next to my radio.
I'm actually on M14 and Sheldon. I got a VE modem now, and I plugged my open spot into it.
Very good. M14, so that's west side of the area, right? Like near Ann Arbor?
I'm just east of Domino Farms. I'm at Beck Road M14, which is, we'll slide right into a 50 here after 275. So like Plymouth area.
Very good. Well, the open spot's working really good. You said you have an open spot 4, is that correct?
Negative. I got an open spot 1, which is the hardware network only. But I picked up a Net LTE modem at Micro Center for like $50. And I had a spare SIM card from my cell provider. Plugged it in there, and boom, here I am.
Yeah, those work the best. The modems, I've tried using my phone before, and for whatever reason, the phone and the digital hotspots, they don't mesh together very well. Like, maybe like their IP address changes or something goes on where it stops working, but I think you'll have good luck with the modem.
Yeah, I went into programming. There's two options that I could do with it, or a couple options. One, there's a failover. So if my regular internet at home fails, it turns over to the wireless LTE. Or I can set it up for wireless only, which is what I did. Turned off the failover and set it up as a wireless all the way around. I picked my IP and put a static IP, or put my own DHCP in there, which then the open pod picks whatever IP address is in there. I don't have to worry about using T-Mobile's network. I use it for the cell, that's it.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I have, so at home here I've got, I kind of do a similar thing. With my home network, I have AT&T Fiber, and then I have T-Mobile, their internet plan or whatever. So if the AT&T Fiber goes out, it'll switch over to the T-Mobile. So in theory, I should have uninterruptible internet if the fiber line gets cut.
Yeah, in Memphis, we don't have fiber. It's strictly cell through Frontier. So what's nice is, even though it's DSL, I am literally 500 feet away from the bridge. So it goes pretty good. And, you know, if there's cell, all I got to do is plug this into my network, and boom, there I am. It's like back on the internet.
Very good. I'm surprised you're not trying to use, like, the Novi repeater. I think there's some MI5 repeaters out there, but I guess, you know, if you've only got your HT, then it's probably not worth it. You really need a mobile, I think, for a DMR in the car, or even any repeater. Dakota, I don't know if you know Dakota. Yeah, you've talked to him before. He was using an HT for the longest time, and he switched over to a mobile, and it was like night and day. He's like in all the repeaters now, all the way on his drive home.
Yeah, that's something in the future. You know, when I bought a new radio, I got the Elinco because I like the full power up UHF and VHF. Never thought of DMR. DMR was like a sidekick to me almost. And then I got involved with you guys and now I'm on DMR and I'm on analog. And this one's programmed pretty good. I just don't have the Novi one in there just yet, but Wally has my cold plug, so we're going to tweak it here.
Yeah, on DMR you sound really good. And I don't think this is your fault, but when you were in the Richmond, I heard you guys, you and Captain Don talking, and I felt like your audio was, like, higher pitched, like it was, like something was off. And I don't think it's your radio. I think maybe something on the repeater is causing that.
Well, I was on Mount Clemens Tower when I was over off of Hull Road, and I think it was on 5 watts. And I know I sound a little bit more tinier Clemens one compared to the Marin and the Richmond.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, the Mount Clemens one, is the audio is off. Okay, that makes sense now. Yeah, unfortunately, that's the closest one to me. I can't use RF right now. In my current situation, I don't have any antennas outside, so all the, if I try to use HT in the house, just won't reach anything. But hopefully I'll remedy that soon. I finally got my connectors in that I've been waiting for, and I've got, like, a little conduit that goes outside, and so I don't have to drill a hole in the side of my house. I'm just going to use that conduit, so... hoping to put an HF antenna up before it gets too cold and put up a UHF, probably a UHF-only antenna. I don't really talk on VHF, so probably hook up a... I'm thinking I'm just going to do a stealth antenna. I'm just going to put it, like, on top of my air conditioner. It's all metal. I'm going to try that and see how that works out.
Well, if it's in the AC unit, it is bonded to the house... the ground. You have a good ground plane there, if you did a bank house.
Yeah, I think that'll work. Either that or I'm just going to, like, mount something to the side of my house and say, hey, that's my rain sensor.
Are you in an HOA?
Yeah, HOA. I honestly don't think they're going to care, to be honest with you, if I put the antenna on the backyard side. Because I don't think anybody will see it towards the street. But I don't, I don't want to rock the boat or give them any excuses. Hey, it's a fairly new community, so I don't think anybody's going to be going around looking for violations.
That's why I like where I live. There is no, there's HOAs, but I don't live in an HOA. I live 4 houses down from the police department, and I got a quarter acre. I could probably put up a tower in the middle of my yard if I wanted to. I just got to check our city ordinance. And I'm sure I could get a variance from that ordinance, I guess you could say.
Yeah, the worst case is I'm going to put up a flagpole, right? Because nobody's gonna tell you can't put up your flag. So that would be, like, the worst case if they're going to be like that. The other thing is, too, is, like, when they finally have, like, the community, the HOA, I could just join the board. Maybe I join the board and say, I approve myself. No, I don't know if they'd be able to do that, but that would be funny.
Well, that's why I say I probably wouldn't have too much of an issue. One, my neighbors next door to me on both sides are really awesome. And two, I'm on the planning commission.
Well, there you go. No, I don't think you definitely wouldn't have any problems. Captain Don, he's in Columbus, and he's got stuff all over his property. So the only thing I would have probably an issue with is if I try to use the trees in my backyard. There's like... really tall trees bordering my lot. And I was thinking, I could put a wire up in one of those trees and string it to my house, but I don't want to test that one. I think what I'm going to do is I'm probably going to put up a wire antenna and kind of like, my siding is vinyl, so I don't think it'll interfere with anything. and just like put it up really high, and I could even hide it in the vinyl and nobody would see it.
I would do that if I were you. I would put it up along underneath the soffit around the front of the house. That way you got it there. Of course, you'd have to probably lower your waters because if your neighbor next door is watching TV next door goes blip, blip, blip. Now, that would be funny. But the flagpole is a unique idea. You can run a coax internally and then come off the top of your flagpole with a UHF, which really wouldn't be too noticeable. You do that.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to use the flagpole as a HF antenna because, it'll be metal. It'll be about the right height, about 17 feet. And I can go from there. And then you can put ground radials in the ground. They just go, like, off of it. So I think that'll work. But like I said, I've got a wire antenna that I really want to use. And I want to try to get it up before it gets too cold out here. It's just been wet, and I'm thankful for it for being wet because I got sod, just had sod installed on Saturday, and this rain is really good for it.
I just had another crazy thought, and I know it could be done. I just don't know because I'm not that fluent on HF. If you have a flagpole, turn it into your antenna.
AFAS. Yeah, that's the idea. The flagpole is the antenna, and you just put a flag on top of it. They make a lot of different designs for it. They're kind of pricey though. They're like $800 for the flagpole. It's the flagpole. It's somebody's design. So then you got to get it installed. You got to put some cement in the ground and all that stuff. And I could do it. But I'm not, that's like last resort. I might even put it in my backyard and like, oh, look, it's a flag for, everybody driving by can see it. I walk 23 miles. But yeah, I'm not going to, I probably won't be doing the flagpole thing. It was one idea.
Oh, I get it. I totally agree with you. Yeah, that's kind of pricey. Like I said, I could probably put up, the old towers that they did for the TV and for television. Use that type and put it up right along the back of my house. Stick it up above the house, about 30 feet, maybe 40, because I think my peak is 30. And then run something there. But that's like in the future.
There we go. I accidentally changed zones on my radio. You were saying you didn't know much about the HF stuff. The HF, basically, it's the same thing like UHF, VHF. You want a height as might. You want it as high as possible. You want it away from things as possible. And the only problem with HF antennas is they're long. They're really long antennas. So that's where your challenge ends up is you got such a long length of wire for antenna or whatever, where UHF, if I'm just doing a UHF antenna, I can get away with like a 19-inch antenna. Nobody's going to care about that. They're going to think it's just a TV antenna or something.
Right. What's really interesting is when I was a kid, before I knew about amateur radio and stuff and all that, I had a CB in my bedroom, and then I put I got a cable for it, ran it outside of my bedroom window, and I hooked it up to my television antenna on top of the house. My parents didn't know the better. I'm wondering why they couldn't tune in channel 50 sometimes or whatever, but I did that the entire summer.
I would just like put random antennas and wires, and I was doing the TV stuff too when I was a kid, but I didn't know anything about wavelengths and all that stuff. I just thought, oh, you just put a wire outside, or you just put a he just put a TV antenna outside, right? Not knowing anything about SWR and that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and then I got some walkie-talkies, and I did, you know, a little cheap walkie-talkie from Radio Shack back then, and I tie a piece of copper wire to it, and then I run that outside and wire it to my TV antenna, and we talk on those. Yeah, I did all that stuff.
I'm outside right now trying to figure out, you know, with this rain and all that stuff, it's shifting the sod a little bit. Trying to figure out where they put the, they buried my gutters, and trying to figure out where the drains are, you know, where it comes out into the yard, and make sure that they're not covered up. I can't find one of them.
I would say the outside gutter drain, if it's not going along the side of the property out to the street, if you have a raised curb or not. The other area would be, I would think, is close to your sub-sump exit tube.
Yeah, I ended up finding it. It was just, I thought it was one way. It was they buried it a different way, or a different direction. So just going through spot checking, make sure they didn't get, they weren't covered a few days ago, but like I said, the sod keeps on shifting. Now I'm going to put some flags out so I know where they are.
Is it one of those buried drains that looks like a sprinkler that pops up when it starts raining and spurts the water out across the grass?
Yeah, not quite. It's just all it is somebody just, I mean, they buried it. They put the hose, you know, underground. They use the ditch witch or whatever you call it. And it doesn't pop out. It's just a drain in the ground so that the water, and they angled it a little bit so that it, you know, when it gets full, it will overfill in the direction we want it to go. So so far, so good. There's only one that I found that got covered by the sod, and that's the important one that I wanted. That one goes underneath my walkway, so I didn't want ice to form on the sidewalk, and so I'm glad they did that one, because now it goes out into the front yard and instead of icing over on my walkway.
Should have had one of those whatever those units are that they put in the concrete, you know, so it melts the snow away.
Oh, those little heater things? Yeah, no. If you see something online, though, really, to be honest with you, you just need to put something that's like a dark color, like black, and then as long as it gets exposed, the sun will kind of melt it. So I might do something like that, but I'm going to try to be diligent when it snows and just clear the walkway as I need to, but we'll see. I'm not sure how this winter is going to be.
Yeah. I know another good investment is the gutter heaters. You know, it's just a thing that goes down in the gutter just to melt the snow, and then you get it down past your drain, so it's underground. As long as the drain is the freeze level, which is 6 inches, you turn the heater on and the water will just precipitate down underground and check out any upheaval.
Yep, all these things to consider. I think I'm going to go through 1 year of, if I go through 4 seasons, I'm going to pretty much know what I need to improve on. But I think we're good for this year. I'm trying to get a deck in before, what do you call it, before winter hits here. It's going to be a tight schedule. The guy's filing a plan with the city right now, and the biggest thing is trying to get the cement joists in the ground.
Yeah, you got to get the cement joists and make sure that they do pebble, you know, pebbles or rocks, you know, the real small rocks as a foundation before they pour the concrete. That way allows drainage of the around that concrete, because if not, it'll push that concrete pillar straight up.
Yep, the guy that's doing it is really good, so I'm confident he's going to do all the right things. But So, anyways, it's getting cold out here. I'm talking to you on my HT, so I'm going to go in where I won't have radio coverage. So, and then we'll give this talk group a break here from us a little bit. So I will listen to your final, and I will catch you on the other side at some point. KF8S.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing because I'm just about to hit my next account. So 73 to you. Good luck with all the home improvements there. And I'll catch you on the flip. KCKJO.
NHKPP.
KCKJO.
Let you out.
100%. How do I sound? I move my modem up to my dashboard. KCKJO. 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 KCKJO.